This is Akashvani. The news read by Renuka. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today by the opposition's uproar, leading to the adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral roll in Bihar and other issues. Speaking in the Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju questioned the opposition's intention, saying that the government is ready for the discussion, but they are engaged in disruption.
सरकार ने बार-बार कहा है कि हम चर्चा करना चाहते हैं, फिर ये हंगामा क्यों कर रहे हैं? कौन जिम्मेदार लेगा? देश का करोड़ों टैक्स मनी को आप लोग हंगामा करके बर्बाद कर रहे हैं। जवाब देना पड़ेगा। सुबह से तैयार करके आते हैं, बिजनेस लेके आते हैं, चर्चा के लिए हम लोग तैयार हैं। आप लोग सदन का समय बर्बाद कर रहे हैं। कांग्रेस पार्टी और उनके कुछ साथियों ने जो दो दिन से जो हंगामा कर रहे हैं, मैं इसका खंडन करना चाहता हूँ।
As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the lower house for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes, forcing the chair to adjourn the upper house for the day. Earlier in the day, soon after the Rajya Sabha met for the question hour at 12 noon, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, informed the House about the Ministry of Home Affairs notification regarding the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar.
The Ministry of Home Affairs, via notification at 22.725, has conveyed the resignation of Vice President of India, Sri Jagdeep Dhankar, under Article 67A of the Constitution with immediate effect.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar resigned yesterday from the post, citing health reasons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives tomorrow. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will travel to United Kingdom on a two-day visit. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Mr. Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. The visit will include a review of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership with particular emphasis on cooperation in defence and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, climate action, health, education and people-to-people ties. The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore 68 lakh electors have been covered in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative. The poll body said 18 lakh 66,000 electors have been found diseased, over 26 lakh permanently shifted and 52 lakh 30,000 electors were not found at their address. In a significant milestone for the Indian Army, the first batch of Apache helicopters arrived in India from the United States today. These state-of-the-art helicopters are often referred to as tanks in the air due to their heavy-duty firepower and advanced battlefield capabilities. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the arrival of Apache helicopters is a significant step towards strengthening India's defence capabilities. In Bangladesh, the death toll has reached 31 following the crash of an Air Force fighter jet into a building of Milestone School and College in Dhaka yesterday. 165 people have been injured in this incident. The External Affairs Ministry today said a team of burn specialist doctors and nurses with necessary medical support are scheduled to visit Dhaka shortly to treat the victims of the tragic air crash. Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had expressed condolences at the loss of lives in the air crash in Dhaka and had conveyed assurances of support and assistance. The team of doctors and nurses will make an assessment of the condition of patients with recommendation for further treatment and specialised care in India as necessary. In women's cricket, England won 121 for 2 in 24.3 overs against India in the series, deciding third and final one-day international at Chester Le Street when reports last came in. Earlier, India have set a target of 319 runs before hosts England. Opting to bat first this evening, the women in blue scored 318 runs for 5 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.